You're listening to The Cop Show, a podcast from the BBC. You can find out more at bbc.co.uk/College of Production.
Hello, and welcome to The Cop Show. I'm Toluwenimi Mulomo. Do you want to be a radio presenter? Ever wondered how some of your favourite presenters got into radio? In this special edition of The Cop Show podcast, recorded at the Radio Academy's Radio Festival 2014, we find out how BBC Radio 1's Greg James, Capital FM's Marvin Humes, One Extra Breakfast's Yasmin Evans, and the Selector's Sam Hall got into radio. First up, Greg James.
I started out at hospital radio when I was a teenager, and I just helped out the old pros who were doing their shows to gather requests. Used to just watch them, tidy the CDs and do stuff, just learn and just absorb the whole thing, so I was obsessed with it, and that was the only way I could really get involved with radio anywhere. So I did hospital radio when I was a kid, went to university, did a lot of student radio, and I realised that I wanted to be a presenter, because that was when I just loved doing it, and I loved creating my show and just doing the show and messing up and just trying things out and being creative. I really enjoyed it, so I did a lot of presenting there. Then I won a student radio award, which was supported by Radio 1, and then the prize was to do an hour show on Radio 1, so I got a sort of chance to show off in front of the big bosses, and that was kind of it after I'd done a bit of work at my local community station and stuff in the BBC in Norfolk, and that was pretty much my way in. That's a shortened version of a long, boring story. But that was 8 years ago, and here I am.
My name is Yasmin Evans. I am a presenter on BBC Radio 1 Extra, and I do Monday to Friday the breakfast show. I was in community radio in Manchester from the age of probably about 15, 16. Studied at college, went to high school and did all of that, and then kind of at college I did media and then film studies, and I thought I wanted to do film. When it came to going to uni, I applied Sheffield, Hallam, Lincoln and Salford, and I applied to do film studies in those three. I was convinced I was going to go to Sheffield, Hallam, and then Salford got back to me and said, oh, you know, you volunteered at a community radio station, you seem to be really into your music, you know, you want to become a DJ. And they're like, oh, we'll change you from film studies to a TV and radio course. And I was like, yeah, it's fine, I'm not going to choose you anyway, I'm from Manchester. When I thought about uni, I thought about moving away. So I was like, I'm not going to stay in Salford, I want to stay in Manchester. Lo and behold, chose the TV and radio course, and that just helped me feel a little bit more comfortable. I volunteered for years at All FM in Manchester, and going to uni just allowed me to kind of like become my own self. My presenting skills flourished, so to speak. And then I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't even know if I wanted to be a presenter or not. And then it came to like graduating, and I was like, actually, I'm quite good at this. And that's kind of how I got into it. But my passion started from just being a lover of music, really, and that's when I wanted to take to a radio station. That's where it started.
And how did you get into Radio 1 Extra?
There was a time when Tim Westwood was doing the Drive Time show, or what we call Drive Time, but it's just a regular sort of 4 till 7 slot. He was coming down for like a chat, a Q&A, and I was like, okay, I have to meet his production team. I was just getting to know what production was like. The past year, I just got into my radio stuff, and that was like, I must have been about 21 at the time. I went out to New York and sort of like tried to wiggle my way into different radio stations there, and then I went to this Q&A with Tim Westwood and I met his production staff, and they were just kind of like, yeah, you know, you seem like you really want to get into it. And I thought, oh, they're saying it. So I thought, let me get the email, and I emailed them and just kept in touch. And then a friend of mine who's a DJ in Manchester said, you know, you should follow on Twitter and start tweeting a bit more, like get yourself out there. So I was like, I had no idea how to tweet. He was like, you should follow this producer, he works at One Extra, she's really cool, she's called Emma Stevens and she does the breakfast show. And I was like, okay, followed her, and she was talking about music, and I just chatted to her online. And then a couple of weeks later I started my regular job at a sunbed shop, and I was like, so I came in one day and checked my email, and she'd emailed me to ask me to come down and do a pilot, and it just kind of went from there. And 3 months later I was like going down to London 4 times a week. So that's how it started, just from a tweet, really.
So for Yasmin, it was a combination of volunteering, persistence, passion and study. But what if you've just ended your career as part of a successful boy band? It can't hurt your broadcasting career. But for ex-JLS star Marvin Humes, volunteering and DJing played a big part in his trajectory to presenting Top 40 UK for Capital FM.
Radio is something that I've always been first and foremost a huge fan of, you know, growing up listening to, you know, chart shows and all daytime radio, I guess. And I've been DJing from a young age when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. and the idea of having my own radio show was always something that I wanted to happen. Then JLS happened, you know, that's, you know, 7 years of my life, and I needed to decide what I wanted to do next, and radio, as I said, is something I've always wanted to do from when I was a teenager. And the opportunity came up to have a show on Capital, and I haven't looked back since.
So my name's Sam Hall, otherwise known as DJ Goldie Rocks, and I present a globally syndicated new music radio show called The Selector. I've essentially been working in radio for, like, gosh, if you count from my first work experience, about 11 years. So, you know, it takes a lot of work and a lot of determination and endurance, I think, is actually really, really key. Finally, Greg, Sam and Marvin give you their tips on how to get into the industry.
Always listen is one thing. Always be respectful of your elders is another one. But mainly you should not give up. And that sounds like the lamest thing to say ever. But I believed that when I was 18, wanting to get onto Radio 1. I just thought, I'm going to do this. And you've got to be determined, and you've got to put in a lot of hard work, and you have to have a bit of luck. But you need to be there. You need to know about the industry. You need to know who owns what station. You need to know who does the breakfast show in Capital Yorkshire. You need to know who does whatever. So I think you need to know as much as you can about the industry. You've got to be nerdy about it. You've got to love it. And you've got to be willing to really work. And also, it's not easy. Good jobs in any industry are not easy. So you need to work hard, work your socks off. And then, if you get your dream job, don't think that it's over. I think that's a mistake that a lot of people make, and it was one that I was keen not to make when I got to Radio 1. So I've seen people before me, and I thought, they got to Radio 1, and they went, I'm at Radio 1. And they just sort of sat back and went, this is me, I'm already the best I can be. And I think that's very dangerous. You should never think that you're done, and you learn every day, and you hopefully get better every day.
Ultimate tips for getting into the industry are... find your unique selling points. That's really good as a presenter, but I think ultimately across the board, what makes you invaluable to that company, what makes you completely unique, that's really, really important. My personal sort of mission for work has always been work with originality and then authenticity. As long as you're authentic and true to really what you believe and what you really want to achieve and how you want to present yourself to the public, I think that's really important. And be nice. Because you know what? Regardless of, oh yes, it makes sense, if you're nice and if you're charming and if you're easy to get along with working your way up the ladder, forget about that. It just makes you happier. Your day-to-day is much more pleasurable experience if you are nice to people. Like, energy is all about exchange. And you'll be nice to people, people will be nice to you back, and it just makes life better. So just be nice.
Three top tips for someone wanting to get into radio is firstly, get practice in, whether you've got the access to student radio, or even if you haven't, even if you're at home and you're just listening to other presenters and you just start working on your own links and things like that. I guess secondly, try and get work experience at a radio station. You know, walk in, don't just send the CV, walk into there, shake people's hands, and you know, just try and get some sort of work experience if you can. And thirdly, I would say come to Radio Festival if you can, you know, mingle with people that are in the industry that are doing it right now. Because, you know, most of the people who are here today were the people that are listening to this right now, you know. They had that passion for radio, wanted to get into it, and where better to be than the place that's the hub of radio, the Radio Festival.
So there we have it, the exclusives on our experts' paths into radio and top tips for getting into radio. Thank you to all of our experts and the Radio Academy. To find out more about how to get into radio, take a look at our website. Just search BBC College of Production. You can also find us on Twitter at BBCCOP. That's at BBCCOP. This COP show was produced by myself, Tolu Enemy Malomo. Thanks for listening.